Thanksgiving week is a special time of the year. Families coming together, spending quality time, and being thankful for what you have. It's a time to think about others as well and helping those less fortunate. That's a regular mindset for a Vikings veteran, but it's extra true during this time of the year.
Yeah, I think really anytime around the holidays, it's always important just to think about family, giving. It always takes me back to what my parents would always do back on the farm is donate a pig to the church and then donate the meat to families across our town just to make sure everybody had a meal, you know, on the holidays. And that's what kind of correlates, you know, the holidays and giving attitude and just making sure everybody has a time to sit down as a group or a family and reflect and be appreciative of what they have.
For Chad Greenway, thinking of others is what he does not only around the holidays, but 365 days a year. The Vikings linebacker has made it a passion for him and his family to provide a major difference in the community. But this Thanksgiving holiday meant even more for Chad and his family. Last December, Chad lost his father, Alan Greenway, after a long battle with leukemia. He learned plenty from his dad and knows to cherish every possible moment he gets with his family.
I think it's always important to understand how lucky you are. I mean, no matter what station you are in life, I mean, to be fortunate and have things and have family and have your health. And, you know, it's always important to kind of reflect back and really how special you are and how special you have it with your family. And, you know, with my dad being gone, it just makes it even kind of, you cherish those moments even more with your family.
Being thankful, the Greenways strive to give back and provide that lasting impact to those less fortunate. Through the Lead the Way Foundation, Chad and his wife Jenny put in countless hours of hard work to enrich and support individuals and families in need.
To be in a position where you can use your name, you know, to raise money for people that maybe are going through hard times, or their family's going through fighting an illness, or a young kid is fighting cancer, or really anything. I mean, there's so many people out there that have just gotten dealt a bad hand and just need maybe just somebody to pick them up, help them out. You know, we give money to the Park and Rec in Minneapolis, give kids an opportunity. You know, sometimes that's all you need is just an opportunity, and then the kid can just, you know, become something they never thought they could be. So we just try to be that, you know, for as many people as we can. And when we started our foundation, we didn't know what it would become. We just let it snowball and just try to do as many good things as we could, as far-reaching as we could make it.
From hospital visits to football clinics to holiday gifts to Chad's locker inside hospitals, the foundation does so much. But it also gives an important lesson to his Viking teammates.
Now, you know, that we're pretty well cemented in the community, now just try to do, you know, be consistent and then do more and just do as much as you can and then pull all the guys into it. You know, we have so many young guys in this team. Now is my job to teach guys, you know, what it means to be a pro, you know, what it means to give back to the community. Because whether you like it or not, you know, we are role models. Kids look up to us. Kids want to emulate us. So why not give them a good example? Somebody who they can look to and say, okay, he's a family guy. He does things the right way. He makes right decisions. And, you know, a guy that, you know, that people want to be proud of.
It's not only his work in the community that makes such a big impact. It's Chad's work on the football field that continues to impress. Now in his 10th season in the NFL, the veteran leader on the defense is still enjoying competing at the age of 32 and watching his younger teammates grow.
I've enjoyed my role. I've enjoyed my role within this team, and I think it's just been a fun group to be a part of and to watch these young guys grow and to even have, you know, older guys, leaders, continue to step up and play well.
Few players compete in the NFL for 10 seasons, doing it all at a high level. Even more rare is the fact that Chad Greenway has done it all in Minnesota with the Vikings. But Greenway is not your average player or person. The Vikings' reigning Community Man of the Year has been a Pro Bowl linebacker and an all-star in the community. As he and his family pause to celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday this week, Chad is thankful for all the blessings he has in life. Join us next week on Beyond the Gridiron to learn the close connection Kyle Rudolph has with a big fan who continues to inspire all those around him. That's next week on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. The preceding has been a presentation of the Vikings Entertainment Network.